Chapter 10, Conversing with Spirit. How to talk to Spirit. One of the best ways to keep in touch with your heavenly hires is through staff meetings. They are invaluable when it comes to managing your creations and forming a close bond with Spirit. Imagine that you're meeting with your group just as you would an earthly staff. The difference is that these meetings are instantaneous no matter where you are, with no coffee or donuts required. I hold my staff meetings in my car on my way to work. I talk to my celestial group just as if they were sitting right in front of me. I thank them for their exceptional work the day before, saying something like, "Wow, that was awesome how it all came together yesterday. Thank you for your inspiration." I even sing to them, making up melodies that go with my words of gratitude. This is especially fun for me, and I can tell you they find it quite humorous and delightful. Make your requests for the day. Ask for inspiration. Ask for the perfect person or piece of information to come along. Imagine a professional staff right in front of you, one that desires guidance and direction from you as well. When you talk to your celestial staff, express yourself in as natural and real a manner as possible. This down-to-earth approach makes your relationship with Spirit personal and friendly. And know that your life is a work in progress. That means it's okay to refine your requests midstream or to change your mind altogether. You can even turn something down after your spiritual workforce has manifested it. Don't worry about insulting your helpers. Their only desire is to bring you joy. You can even admit your weaknesses and express your frustrations or anger. Spirit can handle it. You won't be mocked, scoffed at, or struck by lightning. What you will receive is amazing support. The Bible says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Since I discovered this process, I have a whole new meaning for thy staff. And believe me, they do comfort me. How Spirit talks to you. So how does Spirit talk to you? You'll know in many ways. It's so much fun to see how they communicate with you. Most commonly, you'll notice that life just seems to work out, where previously it had been difficult. Things start falling into place, seemingly miraculously. Details get ironed out, and monumental tasks come together more smoothly and easily than you could have imagined possible. Somehow, you end up doing just the right thing at just the right time. You may meet someone who knows the perfect person to do a job for you. You may hear that someone is giving away the very item you were planning to buy. You may impulsively take a detour that leads you to the ideal location for a purpose you have in mind. Or you may be drawn to pick up a greeting card that has the precise answer to a question you've been asking. Often my answers come in the form of messages from other people. Just a month ago, I went to a home improvement store to buy linoleum tiles for our kitchen floor. On the way, I hired a spiritual interior decorator to help me pick out a design that would go well with our decor while staying within our budget. As I stood looking at the selection, a customer walked by. He leaned over as if to tell me a secret, pointed to one of the tiles and said, "I put this one in my daughter's kitchen and it looks great." I smiled, knowing I had my answer. And of course, it turned out to be the perfect choice. Experiences like this one happen so frequently that I excitedly anticipate how messages will be delivered. And I'm not the only one who receives help this way. My friend Judy was in the supermarket one day looking for a bottle of wine for a friend. All she knew was that he had recently become a fan of Australian red wines. Since she had accidentally left her reading glasses in the car, she couldn't see any of the details on the bottles and had no idea where in the vast aisle to locate something special for him. So she hired a spiritual wine selector and went off to do the rest of her shopping. When she returned 5 minutes later, she found a man and a woman carefully studying a bottle of red wine. She asked if they could suggest something good, and the woman replied, "Well, I know nothing about wine, but my sister is a connoisseur. She says that this Australian Shiraz is the best there is." So, of course, Judy bought a bottle, and it turned out to be her friend's favorite kind. You'll also find inspiration to be a constant advisor in your life if you open up to it. Notice that the word inspiration contains the word spirit. For instance, in the past, I often found myself groping for information to explain what was going on with my client's health. But since I've started hiring spiritual assistants, I find that all of a sudden a thought just appears. It's a thought between my thoughts, one that's not my own. I hear myself saying, "Oh, of course, we need to check this." And that's how they talk to me. They bring in the thought, the inspiration. That knowing has just become a part of my life. Spirit can talk to you in other ways as well, but a lot depends on your particular mode of receiving. Here are the four main types of communication. Clairvoyance. This is when you actually see pictures or even movies in your mind, or you see auras and information in other people's energy field. Clairaudience. This is when you hear a voice, and it often sounds like your own, either inside or outside your head. Clairsentient. This is when you get information via bodily sensations, such as chills or lightheadedness. And claircognizant. This is when you just know, and often can't explain how. I put myself in this category. Just be open and aware and listen for what they're trying to tell you. Discover your mode of receiving inspiration. Pay attention to the little synchronicities and seeming coincidences that show up, and then follow their lead. It will begin happening with such frequency that you'll have no doubt that spirit is involved. You'll just know. It's like a friend talking to you. The transmissions will be clear as day.